Well, time now for our Raider of the Lost Archive to take his seat in the studio. Mark Swartzentruber is here. Great to see you this morning, Mark.
Great to see you too, Susan.
You were chatting with Martin Handley earlier this morning about your choice. It's Rudzinski.
Artur Rudzinski, yes. Born 1892. He was a Polish conductor who was discovered in the 1920s by Leopold Stokowski, who heard him conduct in Warsaw and immediately invited him to be his assistant in Philadelphia with the Philadelphia Orchestra.
And from there he kind of went from strength to strength and kind of conquered and set up huge institutions of music making.
Absolutely right. He really knew, Rudzinski really knew how to build a great orchestra, and he was employed in that capacity. That's what he's really, really most famous for. I mean, he actually built all these great American orchestras, the Cleveland Orchestra, which we're going to hear. He built the New York Philharmonic. Well, he didn't build the New York Philharmonic, but he sort of revived the New York Philharmonic. The story is he went after he was with the Cleveland Orchestra in 1943 to the New York Phil and immediately fired 14 members. Huge clash with management, but raised the standard incredibly.
What was so special about what he achieved at Cleveland? What did he do there?
Well, you'll hear this in the Scheherazade that we're going to listen to. He brought a standard of virtuosity to it that is unbelievable, really unbelievable. In this particular recording, you get his the sharpness of it, the precision. I mean, it's absolutely vertiginous sense of pace as well. So it's an amazing record, an amazing performance, and how he gets all these performers to play together with such quality.
And it's a recording made in the late 30s.
It's in the late 30s. It's an amazing sound quality as well. It's very impressive dynamic range. And we get to hear the miraculous violin solo of Joseph Fuchs, who was a very, very long, he had a very, very long career. He gave his last recital when he was 93 in Carnegie Hall.
What's so miraculous about his playing then?
It's the intonation, the sound. It's as an orchestral leader, I think he set the standard for everyone under him.
So under the baton of Rudzinski here, what is it that this group of players manages to conjure up in the music of Rimsky-Korsakov?
Oh, it's the narrative. It's a combination of all the great qualities of great playing, but it's also the narrative of the piece. The shifts in tempo, the sudden, sharp, perfectly harmonised shifts in pace.
Let's hear some of it now, part of Scheherazade, Rimsky-Korsakov. This is the fourth movement, the Cleveland Orchestra, the soloist is Joseph Fuchs, the conductor, Artur Rudzinski. Thank you.
Thank you.
Festival at Baghdad, The Sea and Shipwreck, the fourth movement of Rimsky-Korsakov's Scheherazade, the Cleveland Orchestra, Josef Fuchs, the violinist, and Artur Rodzinski conducting.
What miraculous violin solo that was, don't you think?
But also, what miraculously immaculate playing.
Those trumpet players just blew me away, actually. I couldn't believe it. It was so, just so sharp. Everyone is on the top of their game there. No, not a single lazy player in the entire orchestra.
Not a single fluff, but also this incredible beauty of line and phrasing.
It's amazing. It's just mastery, isn't it?
And also, yeah. One of the things that you were saying during that is this is 1939, so do we assume that because that was on a 78, did they do that all in one take?
I'm sure they did. I think they did. Well, they might have had to do two, but still, to be able to play at that standard straight through without the little nips and tucks that people do nowadays is quite something. I'm sure. Well, they all knew their jobs were on the line, didn't they, with Rodzinski on the podium?
Well, I was going to ask you that. What was his reputation? Was he one of the kind of terrifying conductor figures?
Well, I think he was used. I mean, he must have been quite like a terrier type figure because he was employed by Stokowski. He was employed by Toscanini to build the NBC Symphony Orchestra, which he set up. He selected the musicians and he conducted them for a season. Before Toscanini took over. And there's a lot, I can hear a lot of that in there, the pace, the sharpness of the playing. I know that Toscanini loved Rodzinski's conducting.
And also, I suppose, that muscularity.
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely. They were all men, I think. There were no women in the orchestra there.
Yeah, no accident there. I think the style of conducting rather precluded that, possibly. One of the things I wanted to ask you about was the kind of state of the orchestra in Cleveland and the musical life in Cleveland before Rodzinski got there.
Well, Rodzinski actually elevated it to be one of the big five orchestras, and Cleveland is the smallest city that has a big five orchestra, and the players are, I think, still to this day, local heroes, walking around and people recognise them in the shops, and they're given status.
And they have this fabulous venue, which is Severance Hall.
Severance Hall, the first purpose-built concert hall with its own recording facility in it, and that's where this recording was made.
So the legacy of Rodzinski living on today. Thanks, Mark, very much indeed. Great to see you as always, and we'll catch up with you again next week.
Thank you.